3 British residents are celebrating their freedom today after 4 years as detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The men were born in Algeria, Jordan, and Libya. Now they're back in their adopted home of Britain and are accusing the U.S. of abuse. From London, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Jordanian-born Jamil Albana appeared before a London court today. Prosecutors, acting on behalf of a Spanish extradition request, accused him of belonging to an Al-Qaeda terror cell in Spain between 1996 and 2001. A member of parliament from the British opposition Liberal Democrat Party, Sarah Teather, has been campaigning on behalf of Jamil Albana. At a news conference, she read out a letter from his wife, who was looking forward to celebrating the Muslim festival of Eid with him.
After 5 years of waiting, a lot has happened to me and to my children. It has been a very difficult time, but thanks God, it is now finished and we have justice at last. Today is Eid, and it feels to me that I have 2 Eids. I feel so blessed that my Jamil will be home to celebrate with my children.
Albana himself eventually emerged from court and spoke briefly to reporters before going to meet his family for the first time.
Everybody, thank you very much for your help. I am tired. I want to go to home. I see my children. Thank you very much.
Several hours later, a second man released from Guantanamo, Libyan Omar Degaiz, was also granted bail. The third man, Algerian Abdennour Samour, was released without charge today. The U.S. government has described all 3 men as dangerous, but lawyers for the men say that they were tortured while in detention. They say Omar Degaiz is blinded in one eye because of the abuse he received at Guantanamo Bay. The men's release came after the British government changed its policy of not asking for the release of prisoners from Guantanamo who were not British citizens. All 3 men released yesterday only have British residency. Albana and Degaiz must return to court in January for a formal hearing to consider the Spanish request for their extradition. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.